Hey guys, this is another podcast of Rainbow Babies. We're introducing someone new, a really great guest that we have that is actually becoming a permanent co-host. You're going to really like her. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about some other things, just life in general. But I'm really excited for you guys to hear, so I'm going to roll the intro. And I will see you in a few seconds. And roll. All right, guys. We are starting a new podcast of Rainbow Babies. Rainbow Babies episode like 500 million. I don't even know what episode we're on. But I decided that I'm pretty boring to listen to sometimes. Just kidding. But I decided that we needed to have some sort of a co-host, maybe someone to just like bounce some ideas with, not talk to me or tell me their opinion about how stupid half the things I'm talking about are. And so I decided we need a co-host, and our co-host, her name is Valerie. And so she is here with us, and she will be recording with us on a regular basis. So, Valerie.
Hey guys.
Here she is.
I'm excited. And also, your content isn't stupid. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You're obviously you're so
sweet.
Great.
Yeah, you're so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping we're recording right now because I can't. I mean, it says that the recording will start, but I can't really tell. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. So. Hopefully, we don't have to go back and, like, record this again.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
So, why don't you tell me and our listeners a little bit about yourself?
I always hate this question because, like, what do you tell people about yourself, you know? Like,
well, first off, your name is what?
Valerie.
Oh, Valerie.
Yeah.
It's a very nice name.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we tell?
I also have a very boring life. I feel like I don't do a lot. I read. I'm kind of a nerd. I play a lot of video games.
Well, yeah. What kind of books do you like to read?
Mostly like fiction, but I like dystopians and things like that. Because, you know, nerd stuff. I love Harry Potter.
I know what you just said. What?
Dystopian?
What so it's
like post-apocalyptic type of sci-fi fantasy genre. It's really cool.
Oh.
Check it out.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Do you read? Can you read?
That's what you said.
I know you're literate. So. No, like, do you read books?
Yeah, I mean...
We've been friends for I don't know if you read.
I used to read a lot many, many years ago, way before I was with James. I used to read on a regular basis. And then I was like, there's TV.
Yeah, that's fair. I also watch a lot of TV. What did you used to read?
Harry Potter and Twilight. Yep. And like,
amazing. Classics.
Random books like let's say we had a book for like high school or something like in our class that we had to read. I would read that book in like 2 days.
Same. I remember always finishing like my English classes, like the tests and things. I would pass them so fast because I was like, oh, I love this book. I'm just gonna do this fast.
Yeah, you're so smart. You should go to school.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, Tracy keeps pushing me to go to school. I haven't been to college. I don't have any higher education besides high school. But I'm pretty content.
You're so intellectual, guys. You don't understand.
I'm pretty content because as everyone in America probably knows, the debt ratio of college and coming out of college, most of the time isn't worth it. I mean, it depends on what field you're going to go into, obviously. What I said. I just don't feel like it's worth it, but that's my personal opinion. Everybody else, you know, feels differently.
So Tell me, let's see. Tell me how you met me.
Oh my God. Well, I met you when I first started working at Walmart, and we have a funny story that I don't want to tell because it's so embarrassing.
Well, we telling it. They go on here.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, take it away because you sound pretty best.
I just want to let everybody know that I've been having a hard time recording because I'm losing my voice, but I feel fine, but I'm losing my voice. I don't know why.
Yeah. I hope you're not sick.
Okay. I was just around Hannah's baby, so I really hope I'm not sick. I'm just kidding. I'm not sick. I've been like this since Sunday now. This is what happened. What happened was I was working at Walmart for like almost a year at Walmart overnight. I'm stocking shelves. And there's this new girl that's starting. And like, you know, working Walmart overnight is like high school. People were talking about
this
and that and everything that they want to hear. You know, it's like high school, really. It's just like there's cliques and there's people that hang out with other people and just dumb things. So like they're all like asking me like, have you met the new girl? No, at the time I had not met the new girl, but when I did, I was not real happy about it because it was lunch break and y'all know how I feel about my drinks, my Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke. That's the one love of life that I have besides my husband and my dog, you know, is that. So my good friend who's talking here, I like my drink was sitting on a cart. So they used to put the cart sideways so you could like sit on them. My good friend's sitting on a cart and my cart is next to her, but I'm not sitting on my cart. My drink is on my cart. And my good friend Val picked up my drink and drank out of it. On the first moment that I met her, it was like, hey, my name's Val, sipping your drink.
Okay, listen, I have my own idea of what happened that night, but we can pretend that's what happened.
All right,
Tracy has a steel bolt memory.
Hey, that's my drink. And you're like, people let me drink out of their drinks all the time. Does that make it okay? I guess. I don't know.
Yes, obviously. So, I knew we were, you know what it was? I knew we were destined to be friends. And I was like, yeah, that's what it was. It had to be because why else would I drink off of a random person's drink?
I knew we were going to be best friends.
I knew. I had this feeling that I knew we were going to be best friends forever. So that's why. But honestly, guys, I can tell you for real that I don't remember that night at all. So whatever Tracy says, I'm just, you know, that's what you should believe. Tracy, she remembers everything.
I do. And I'm still horrified by that night. I have nightmares.
Yet she's still friends with me 10 years later. So
yeah, wow.
Really won that night. Me.
We had a lot of fun in Walmart.
Oh my God, we sure did.
So if you've never met Val, she's got like light hair like me. She's tall like me, but taller, a little bit taller.
Yep, I'm a tall lady. I'm a 5'9". Could be a model if I want to, but you guys know I'm not that pretty. So,
and she's very nice. She's very funny. She likes dogs. Brody treats her very nice. He loves her.
Yeah.
She treats my dog very well.
Brody's my main man.
Makes me laugh the entire time that I'm with her, to the point of where like my stomach's hurting. I'm like, okay, I gotta stop laughing because it's
we're like crying.
We're crying.
I know. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it is really amazing, and we're we are oblivious to other people when we are together, and that is a big that's a big problem.
I think it's a big plus. I don't think it's a problem, to be honest.
I think it's a problem when other people are like, what's wrong with them? And I'm like, she's so funny. Like, you didn't hear what she just said? You didn't see what she just did? She's hilarious.
Yeah, if they knew me, they'd be like laughing along with us. But, yeah. You know.
Okay, so I heard that there's something big you want to talk about today. What would you like to talk about,
Valerie? You know, it's not big. It's just like, you know, today I went to the pharmacy, and nobody likes the pharmacy. I also went to, like, an urgent care kind of thing.
Oh, why?
Because I needed to get a medication refill.
Okay.
And for everyone who doesn't know, I have, like, generalized anxiety disorder and also, like, panic attacks from time to time. So I take anxiety medicine every day. And I couldn't get in to see a psychiatrist recently, so I had to go to urgent care to get the medicine and then refill it or whatever. But I think it's outrageous that they charge you $150 to go see a doctor and then, you know, $150 more to get your medication. And that's just for 1 month.
Dang, 150?
Yeah, so it's like $300 I spent for 1 month's supply of medication. And then that's not including if I went to the psychiatrist, that would be an extra, you know, whatever that was. And I know a lot of people, like almost all Americans at some point in their life, have used like pharmacies and been on medication for whatever reason. And it's just outrageous. They're making so much money off of us when, you know, other people in other countries like Canada, which is amazing. I want to go there. They have free healthcare. And I really don't understand why we can't have that.
I feel like we should talk about, like, so Val and I have been talking about, like, what her focus and the reason that she would want to put a podcast on, and what my focus and what I would want to put a podcast on about. And to be honest, like, it's all about, like, not about the same things, but things that could be intertwined together. And so we thought it would be good, like, to do the podcast together. But, like, my focus more and what's present in my life is, like, LuLaRoe. That's, like, an everyday thing. I'm doing LuLaRoe, like, behind the scenes all the time. Even when people are like, OMG, like, how are you doing that? I'm like, I'm going home and I'm running upstairs and I'm doing, like, X, Y, and Z and then doing that. So, like, that's one thing, right? But you pretty much sell LuLaRoe. And I cannot say, I'm going to say 99% of the time. 99% of the time, you are selling to women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not selling to guys. I'm not saying that a guy has never bought any LuLaRoe from me, because I do have people that buy LuLaRoe, but they are buying it for their wives, their sister, their, you know, their mom. They're not buying LuLaRoe for themselves to wear. Although, I can say that there are, like, some guy styles and stuff, and not a lot. So there are some guys that do buy LuLaRoe. I get it, but 99% of my clientele is male, or I'm sorry, female.
Right.
And so that's one thing. And then also I wanted to talk about, like, my fertility, like, struggles, things that are going on that's happening in my life. Why James and I are where we are now, and, like, how things are moving forward, and maybe some of my, like, IVF journey and, like, things like that. That's the kind of stuff that I wanted to talk about. And you wanted to talk about, you know, like, some of your, like, anxiety and stuff like that. And then there was a few other things you wanted to talk about, and you were talking about
self-love and self-care. And I think that honestly, self-love and self-care will probably tie into your infertility at some point, because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that. And I feel like it's important to know that, like, I mean, obviously I have no idea about infertility, but I know that it can be hard and it can be stressful. And just to remember to take care of yourself is probably, you know, hard for you, because let me just tell you guys, Tracy's amazing. She takes on, like, a billion things a day and she gets them done. She sets goals for herself and she gets it done. She's just like, she's a powerhouse and you guys should all look up to her because she's like amazing. I know I do.
Aw, thanks, Val. You make me feel so special.
Yeah, because you are. You're an amazing person. Like, you take on so much and you get it done and you help people and it's amazing. So, kudos to you.
Thanks. The qualities that I like, so for the infertility stuff, I feel like comes with a lot of insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
More insecurities in this last year than any other time, I think, in my life, in my entire life, in high school, I was very insecure. Like, pretty much,
aren't we all?
Didn't want to be there. Thought everybody hated me. They probably still do. Who knows? But at this point, I'm like, I don't care about talking to them. Okay. So, like, you know, some of them are my customers, but people like those people, I thought they like hated me, and now they're like, "Hey, Tracy, how you doing?" I'm like, "Hi, you're my friend." Like, you know, it's just like very different.
High school is hard for everybody, and everybody's just like trying to figure out who they are and what they want, and you know, worrying about like grades and college and friends. So
yeah, and I feel like some of your stuff could like really tie in to like what I want to talk about, and then also, qualities that I really like about Val.
Ooh.
When I say she's very, when I say she's very intellectual, she's a very I'm a very closed off thinker. I think one way, I'm gonna walk up in there and I'm gonna be like, the sky is blue and that's it. And you're gonna be like, but I see pink and there's some purple sometimes, and I'm like, sometimes, but not right now, the sky is blue. And you're like, yeah, but I see something this color over here, and I'm like,
that's a good analogy. That's a really good analogy. No, I don't think you're a closed-minded thinker. I think you can tend to be closed-minded if you already know what the subject is about, like, but if it's a new topic, I don't think that you're closed-minded.
Yeah, I've a lot of things interest me, mm-hmm. and so I like to learn about a lot of things, but you are like very open, very free thinking, very like, I feel like you could be a hippie.
Actually, a lot of people call me a hippie. That's my nickname.
You could just be out there in the world and be like twirling in the field, and you'll be like, it's just so lovely out here, guys.
There are no bees. Because then I'll run because I don't want to get stung, you know? I'm not allergic. I just don't want to get stung.
I've already just closed out of my app. I hope we're still recording.
It says that we're still recording. So
okay. So I like how like free thinking you are. You are a very you're going to disagree with me.
Oh boy.
I'm going to tell you why I think the way I think.
Okay.
You are a very trusting person.
Wow.
Let's say, you know, I feel like you're going to be one of the people that is like susceptible of like joining a cult.
Yeah, you know, you might be right.
No, because
you like a cult. It does. Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying cults are great, but if it's like, you know, it's like a hippie cult, you know, I might go off the map, get off the
ground. Yeah, because you would be like, I went this place and it was, I went with my friend and they took me back to their hometown. And when I went to their hometown, we did like X, Y, and Z, and it was so great and lovely. It was just so, I had such a great time, and I'm going to go back, and I'm thinking about moving there, and I'm like, and then I'm like, but Val,
did you do your research?
The entire time you were out there, like, you guys were eating and stuff. Like, where'd you get your food? And you're like, oh, well, they just steal out of the trash. They just eat out of the trash. But it was lovely. They made great food with it. And I'm like, no, Val.
I mean, no, there's no shame in dumpster diving. Let's be real. Like, I have a whole, wow. I have ideas about dumpster diving. Oh. Save the planet. Let's be real. That's for another podcast. But yeah. It's funny because I am trusting of people, but then on the other hand, I'm weary. So it's like a balancing act where I'm like, it's the vibes. And I can't say that because now I'm a real hippie. I'm just like, oh, it's the vibes. I get good vibes.
Yeah. You and I have very different, like,
ideas.
I mean, sometimes ideas and some things, like, I think I definitely know you don't think the way I think. I'm not very into, like, me personally, I'm not very into politics. I mean, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to, like, read about it.
Not hear about it. That would be great if I could just not hear about it. But it's everywhere.
I don't want to hear about it. Like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want you to, like, tell me your political opinion. Like, that's great and all. And right. I want you to have that opinion if that's what, like, you're into. But I don't want to sit around and, like,
talk
have
politics.
A discussion of politics. Especially, like, nowadays. It's so, like, Lord, do not be on opposite parties and, like, put somebody on opposite parties. I remember, like, the day after the weekend after the election or something like that, and I was sitting in IHOP with a friend eating breakfast, and there was somebody behind us with a Trump shirt, and they were like, how can you even sit there? But this is my friend talking. How can you even sit there and eat breakfast with that person behind you? And I was like this, what? And I'm like, egg. I'm egg.
Like, I love my food.
Yeah. And I, like, look behind me, and they're, like, wearing a shirt, and I was, like, I'm just eating, and they're, like, I want my breakfast to go now. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to finish my breakfast, and if that's how you feel, like, you know, you're still going to have to deal with people who are, like, you know, out in the world, and everybody has the right to their own opinion on who should be elected, who should not be elected. And I personally would just rather, like, be in my own personal little, like,
bubble. Yeah,
that I don't have to deal with any of that because I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, and you're totally right. Like, on the political side, like, I feel like I'm an advocate. Like, I do talk politics a lot, you know. I talk a lot about just, like, the underprivileged people as a whole, just like LGBT, because I'm part of the LGBT community, so you know, I feel like I'm an advocate for a lot of things, and I feel passionately about those things. And for me, I would be the friend that was sitting in the booth with you saying, like, I need to go, this is ridiculous, because I just feel so strongly about certain topics. So we definitely differ in that way, but it's not a
big thing.
Like you said, you know, everybody has the right to their own opinion. It's how you, what you do after your opinion, you know, like, if your opinion is not my opinion, that's fine, but don't be a bad person. I don't know. There's so,
I guess you're trying to say, like, don't try to, like, don't, like, let me, you can express your opinion to me, but don't try to, like, take away my opinion.
Yeah. And also, don't be a terrible person.
I guess I feel that way too, because, like, I have my opinions, and you could say something, and if I wouldn't agree with you, I would just rather, like, not talk about it.
See,
of course, I have my own opinions, but I don't really pay as much attention, I guess, to politics, because I think a lot of it's, like, I think there's so much more on things that we don't understand. And I'm not just talking about, like, elections. I think there's so much more.
Oh yeah, there's so much going on behind the scenes, obviously.
I mean, yeah, so, like,
be able to run the country if there wasn't, like, you have to do things, you can't do everything in the public eye, although Trump is trying to do everything in the public eye on Twitter, like, every day, which I don't understand.
But do you believe it's him? Because I don't believe it's him.
Yeah, I think it's him.
Okay, but, like, people have fake profiles out there all the time.
That's very true, but this is, like, you know how they certify it with the blue check mark on Twitter?
That's so dumb. I'll get myself a certified check mark.
I mean, you're right. Like, obviously, it could be anybody, but...
It could be. I don't believe half of it. And I think the media, whether like even with like when Obama was president and stuff like that.
I love Obama.
I think the media will put out there like.
Yeah, of course they're gonna use, you know, information to either try to scare you. You know, I also believe in that. That's why I usually don't get my information from, like, you know, CBS or like any news channel. I usually go to, I love Trevor Noah. I don't know if anybody knows who that is, but he's amazing.
I have no idea who that is.
He's so great. And I only listen to him, and I hate to say this, but I listen to him because a lot of his political beliefs align with mine. And that's, you know, sometimes that can be like kind of a tricky thing, because if you only listen to people with your political beliefs, sometimes you can't see the other side or grow. So but that's, you know, that's a whole topic in itself. It's so much. There's so much there.
I feel like they're going to spin whatever. And I'm not saying like I'm for Trump or I'm against Trump. I'm not saying that I was for Hillary or against Hillary. I think that there was qualities in both that I, like, respected, and I would be fine with either being president.
Oof.
To be honest, I really didn't even want to vote because I was not happy I don't want to talk about politics. I wasn't really happy with the lying stuff, that I felt like there was lying. But like I said, there's so much more that is like happening, and like you would really have to go into like history and see. And I don't want to pay attention to any of that stuff. And so I feel as if like I could live life in my own personal bubble.
Yeah. But some people don't get that luxury. And those are the people I'm fighting, like I'm advocating for. Because some people don't have the luxury of just like being blissfully unaware. And that's the truth. Like, some people have to deal with this on a day-to-day basis where things are just unfair, and it's because of, you know, because you're a woman or because you're queer or because you're Black. And there's a lot of things that go into that, and it's a lot of different topics, and, you know, but it's good that there are some people that are blissfully unaware, because then, you know, it just makes it life easier. I wish we could all be blissfully unaware of politics.
I am 100% blissfully unaware.
Enjoy that, girl. Enjoy it.
Like, I live in Baltimore County. I live in a quiet neighborhood in Baltimore County. My street, like, I grew up in Baltimore County, like, not that far away from here, and I had no idea that this neighborhood was even back here. Mm-hmm. Sure, other people did, but, like, I personally did not. And, like, you don't come down into my neighborhood unless you live here, because it's a dead end, and I enjoy my house and everything like that. But to be honest, I'm very close to Baltimore City,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, Baltimore City is only like, I could probably get to Baltimore City, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes driving distance, like straight down Bel Air Road, and they just named Baltimore City like the most dangerous city in America. And like, it could be right. But in my mind, I'm blissfully unaware. And I'm like, la-di-da, everything is
peaches,
gumdrops and unicorns, like, and fairies.
You know, I think that's so special to have that. Like, you know, I think that there are people who are blissfully unaware, and I think it's great. Like I said, I wish we could all get to that point where we could just all be blissfully unaware of our, like what's going on around us and just enjoy life. But some people can't. But
I was watching vloggers the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And this was only like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And this was before I saw the news article that said we were in the most dangerous city or whatever. And I don't know where they're from. And I can't remember the vloggers. I don't remember the vloggers' names. They're, I don't know. They're like, it's a husband and a wife, and they have like 6 daughters or 5 daughters or something like that.
Strong.
So I'm like sitting there watching, and they went to go visit her sister in PA, and they went on a date day, and she's like walking by the aquarium, and like she's walking by, and she's like, guys, I gotta tell you something, we are in the most dangerous city.
Who knows?
And she's like, eyes are wide, and like,
isn't PA orange country?
She's like, it's so scary down here. And I instantly wanted to like comment and be like, it ain't that bad. Like, you're going to the aquarium. Like, little kids go down to the aquarium.
I think you're doing all right. Like,
yeah.
She might be from a neighborhood that's even nicer than the one that she's at. So that to her might be like the worst thing she's ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure she is. Like, they're not even from PA. They're from, like, another place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But whenever I see that somebody's, like, it's so dangerous down here, in my opinion, I'm always like, it's not that bad.
You should go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm living here, and, like, you know, I make a home here, and I work, and...
Yeah, you're still alive.
I'm gonna have kids here, and, like, raise my kids, and... You know,
we can't wait for Tracy to have babies. She's going to be mama.
They're going to grow up, and you know, hopefully they're good. Now, would I choose like maybe one day? So my dad, I'm here mainly because, like, well, first off, James works now. His drive to work is like 45 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, hold on. I have to see if I'm okay. I think we are still recording. I'm like, wait, are we still recording?
It still says recording, so I think we're okay again.
Drive to work is only 10. Work bought a building in Joppa, and it's rumored that they could potentially be moving our office up there in years to come. And then also, I work for my dad, and my dad is rumored to be moving his office, or like he might be moving away. And then there would be, like, nothing. I mean, my nephew is, like, up there and stuff like that. And, you know, the only thing holding me back is Valerie living in Frederick. That's why she's going to be coming here.
she wants right next to her so that we can just be together all day.
Now I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me? What happened?
I don't know. I think we're still recording. Oh, guys, geez. This is our first one, and we're testing this out. We don't really know how's it going.
But yeah, I would love to come visit and maybe stay there, because Tracy wants to stay there. I don't like it in Frederick, so Baltimore is like my home anyways, so I would come back.
Yeah. Next podcast, you can tell us all about living in Frederick and how you got there.
Ooh, okay. That's a good topic.
Juicy. I have to admit that I dropped my brand new phone in the toilet earlier today.
What? Oh my God.
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it okay?
Maybe that's why you sound like different. All of a sudden you were like fine, and then now you sound like mad far away.
Oh,
you're just not on speaker anymore.
You took me off of speaker?
I don't know how I did that.
Guys, our lives. This is what we do. We work out technical difficulties all day. It's a great job.
Yeah.
Pretty much, though.
So, pretty much, the gist of our podcast is going to be like, all about the things that we want to talk about. Infertility, you know, things that are happening in our lives, maybe some like things that we're reading about, maybe some articles that we're reading about that like interest us, our opinions about them. You know,
it's gonna
be some, maybe some things about like anxiety, maybe some things about depression.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, maybe some things about like, you know, childhood struggles. And you know, growing up and like surviving from them.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of topics we can cover.
Oh, there's so much. But good thing that we can get up in the morning every morning and just, you know, be like, good morning. I'm gonna make you get up early to record with me. How do you feel about that?
I feel very grossly about that. I don't like that. Let me just tell you, today I woke up at noon. That's my life right now. So
you need to fix that.
You know, I would, but the thing is, my body says sleep, and I let it, you know, I just let it.
Well, you know, you could like, you know, you could get up.
Yeah, right. I could.
And then record with me and then go back to bed.
Well, if I'm going to record with you, then I'm going to stay up. So maybe this is the best plan you've had in your entire life. It's getting afternoon out of the bed.
Oh, you want to get out of the bed or you don't?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm still not going to be happy about it, but I do want to do that. It's better for my mental health. Y'all know.
Well, if you record with me in the morning, you know, you have to get up really early.
Wait, what time are we talking?
I have to be at work at 8.
I take my statement back.
I have to be at work at 8 most days. So like,
so what are we talking? 7?
Well, like, okay, so Tuesday through Friday, you'd have to get up before 8.
we'll talk about it. We don't have to talk about it here. We'll talk about it off podcast.
Okay.
We'll set a schedule for ourselves.
All right. So now here's the fun part, right? We get to get off and then see if this actually recorded.
I'm so excited because if we did all of this for nothing, I'm going to be pretty upset.
I'll be like, it didn't work.
We're not doing this again.
I'll be like, Valerie, just talk to me. I'll be like, I'm done.
I'm done talking.
I'm done.
I'm talked out.
And then I'll be like, you have all day tomorrow to research on how do we do this. You could figure it out.
That's true. I could. But fingers crossed this works. Guys, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, y'all. If you're hearing this, then it worked. If you don't hear fingers crossed, that means it didn't work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me, I'm going to hit the end button. And so do we do like a little jingle for them?
Yeah. What do you want our jingle to be? Jingle, jingle, jang.
Jingle.
Oh my God, I'm thinking about jingle, jangle.
Jingle, jingle, jang.
Anybody watch Riverdale? Because y'all know what jingle, jangle is. So we'll do jingle, jangle. Like, no, just kidding.
Oh my goodness.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, now I have to go take pictures. Okay. And I have to make events for LuLaRoe.
I'm going to
play Spirit Week. Hashtag yes. Spirit Week. Hashtag come to my thing.
Check her Spirit Week out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you later.
All right. Over and out.
Okay, Gator. All right. Bye.